I have a little thing at the beginning of the parsha. The Torah says, "Lesitlecho Asherah Eitzel Mizbach Hashem." Rashi tells us the word Asherah doesn't mean Asherah, means in any ilon, any tree, you're not allowed to plant Eitzel Mizbach Hashem. So why does the Torah say the word Asherah then? If the Torah meant any tree, and what is the issa of planting a tree next to Mizbach Hashem? What's wrong? You plant a tree like Bishleim if Ataka meant Asherah Mamish. So of course you can't have an Azorah next to Mizbech Hashem. You can bring in other, sometimes people try to bring in other things into the religion. Okay, we understand. Trees is not, but he talks about any tree in how to put. Shmuel Bombam, it's very Shmuel, wants to say, he saw it gurgle, in not after the get here, to then get to life. He says, when a person brings a tree in the Beis HaMikdash, he's really pagan the cover of the Beis HaMikdash. What's he pagan? Why is he bringing a tree? He wants to beautify the Beis HaMikdash. He wants to make it nice. The pasuk says in Tehillim, Yefei Noif Mesois Kolaretz. The Beis HaMikdash is called Yefei Noif. It's the beauty. The beauty of the Beis HaMikdash, the Rabbi Yishol calls it Yefei Noif. Through the Navi, through Tehillim, he calls it Yefei Noif. That's the beauty. You think you can make it more beautiful than HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's the Indian, every mitzvah, there's a din called Kolam Yisav Gerea. When he's trying to make things beautify more, it's not really, man, you're ruining it. You're pagan the covet. And he learns a limud negar to a lot of other things sometimes. Right? First he brings a riot to this, he saw it from Rashi Bashas Yisroi. Rashi Bashas Yisroi says, you shouldn't make a lehei kesab lehei zov. You know what Rashi says on lehei zov? If you have two kruvim, don't make four kruvim. And if you make four kruvim, that's a lehei zov. What's this guy doing for two more kruvim? He's not doing vavod zara. He feels he needs more kruvim. He needs, you know, he needs a guitar by his halal and Rosh Chodesh, right? He needs more. That's called Elehezov. That's what Rashi is telling us. Elehezov, when you do things within Ruchnias, they're trying to enhance more than the Torah gave you. That's the idea also by the Ilan, he says. Torah is Hashem Tamimo. Torah is something which completes. It doesn't need, you know. It's very interesting. Today, by Chuppah used to be a chosh of a thing, Chuppah. You know, there was a certain decorum. Right? Chuppahs became either selfish, that you daven for yourself. That's what chuppahs became. And especially during the brachas. While they're giving the brachas, the people are davening. Okay, schmoozing is a different shiloh, the men are schmoozing. But, and to daven before is a beautiful thing also, to daven before. I'm just saying, but if you remember what you came for, you came for the chas v'shalom. You didn't come to get your, that's one thing. But besides that, now, at the end of chuppahs became a whole concert, right? You have to, you know, it used to be, you broke a glass, that was the Chom Yishalayim. Today it has to be sung with the whole thing. There was an article recently in Mishpacha magazine, Rabbi Avi Neuberger wrote a whole, he says we got hijacked for 45 minutes at the end of the chuppah nowadays. Right? He has a whole, right? In other words, they mean well, and they want to make it nice, and give the oilam shtel, as we call it, shtel to the oilam, give them a nice singer, and I think, but sometimes it takes over what the whole purpose is. You lose what's the ikka, right? That's what a person can lose. So the limit is you have to know how within. Abanda, there are things that we do dvarim chitzoni to ma'oras, right? On Yontov, there's a whole emek bracha that wants to take the chilek within simchas Purim and simchas Yontov, that the yayin of other yom tovim just enhance us in order to get to simcha and Purim the yayin itself. He has a whole lamdus there where the yayin itself is the mitzvah. It's that sometimes. But definitely, a person has to realize the Sitcha Asherah is in all mitzvahs. You have to know how to enhance the mitzvah in a way. Sometimes even in Chinuch, when they give these prizes and incentives, the goal becomes so not focused anymore on the limit of Torah, becomes focused on the incentives, that you made the Ikka the Tofel the Ikka. The incentive is just to give you Cheshik to get to what the Ikka is. And Mamela, You'll after a while you'll mature and realize what was the ikar. But if the prizes are too big, then becomes the ikar and the Torah becomes the tuffel. It has to, in other words, that's where the balance has to be. Okay, let's go a little weiter. There are three things important in life by most people in the world. Right? A person's wife, his panasa, and his house. These are the essentials of life. These are things. And we see how important the Torah gives to it, because the Torah exempts you from war if you got married, if you built a house, or you planted a vineyard, which is your parnasa. Right? These are seemingly, it's not just exemption from war. we find there's a Gemara in Soita which always are very much quoted only in one part of the Gemara. The Gemara in Daf Beis on the Daf in Soita says, "Abayim Yon Kodesh Yad Bas Play the Plainy." Everyone gets one. Shiduchim, the word Barshet. How do we use the word Barshet? Barshet we use for Shiduchim. They didn't read the Gemara a little further. Bayis Plain the Plainy, Sod the Plainy, Panus is Barshet. It's the same thing, and so is your Bayis. It's also Barshet, but that's somehow the words. Barshet only comes to marriages, right? It's all about the whole thing. But if you think about this Gemara, Abayim Yon Kodesh was a vad that decided what real estate you're having. What real estate means, where you're going to live, and where your panos is going to be, because that is also your ruchnias, people don't realize. The fact, what neighborhood you live in, what people around you live in, what type of panos you have, affects your ruchnias. Person has to travel the whole time for his panasa. We daven taka. The Gemara Bracha says, "I'm nechseh kravenly here." They don't have to miss Yeshurim at night. People have sometimes very heavy schedules and they work. All this is all part of the big plan. 40 days before you're born already, ready to sign these things. So panasa and bias is just as equal to Isha. Isha, everyone knows, his ruchnis is based on his wife. That's Dava Pashit. If he doesn't know that, then he's not married. Right? Yeah, but it's, in other words, that people can understand a little bit what type of bias, what type of marriage you have, what type of ruchnius marriage, well, not a chitzonistic marriage, what type of. So these things, if the Torah gave emphasis, what's pshat? You have to understand what is it? The Torah tells us, what is a bias? You know, it's interesting, a bacha told me years ago, he came in the Parsha Shaduchim, he said a good line to me, he said to me, he says, when he was younger, you weren't allowed to talk about money and girls. When he got older, he found that panus and shidichim, right? Right? Panus and shidichim, that's it, right? Said, but he's not wrong, there is panus and shidichim in the Torah. There's a Torah called bias, there's a Torah called sodeh, and there's a Torah. But let's analyze really what this bias, because if you look, the embassies, you could learn there's two ways. You could learn there's no such chashivas. The Maral and Guru Ari is much like this. There's a machlik is a besechta soito, the reason why these people are exempted. One mandoma holds the reason why they're exempted is because not to embarrass the other people, not to embarrass a yorav or achlevov. And the other, right? One mandoma, that's why they're exempt. So the Maral, that's only in the Gea, if you hold a yorav or achlevov, means someone's a yoram avera shabiyodai. So they're embarrassed to be a yorav or achlevov. Take them out drinking, embarrass them, but they're not, well, afraid that they're going to go to war, so we have to give them an out. You have to make it easier. So people are exempt, they won't be embarrassed. Then there's another mandama. Hayover Achleva is someone that's afraid of war. Pashut. He's not embarrassed to leave. He's not embarrassed. Today everyone's embarrassed to say they're scared. Right? That's embarrassed. Right? To be shy and scared of things that's, you know, you're not macho if you don't. But in other words, if you're scared, you're scared of war. You're scared. Right, when I was younger, I was I liked going on the, what do they call, the roller coasters. Today I'm scared. I don't know, I just got older. It doesn't have that same thrill. Right? You get older. When I was younger, I loved it. Right? And today, you're not going to pay me to go on one. I don't feel comfortable in it. Right? I don't know why. You get older, sometimes you get a little scared. So you're scared, so they're scared. Right? So those why, if you run, you're scared. Then Anachanamba comes out, the bias and the kerem and Parnos is not to make those people not embarrass them. Why a teipata? So if you look taka, Tertumima is a shaila. Those people have built a bias, a sode, a kerem, and got married. If they say they want to go to war, I don't care about my bias. Are they allowed to go to war? That's the suffering in Tertumima. So you can say it's toilo on this. If the reason. The reason why not to embarrass others? Okay, so as long as there's an out, no one's going to be embarrassed. They're allowed to be machme. But if the reason is, what's the reason? He says, if you look in the Evan Ezra and the Rashbam, also a little bit much like that, but the Evan Ezra says it clearly. The reason why we don't let these people come to war is because these people can't concentrate. They're thinking too much about their house. They're thinking too much about, like in other words, there'll be a cell phone ban in the army, that's for sure. Not just yeshivas.
Well, I would say the opposite. I feel like someone that just got married, you're right, he's concentrated on his wife, but that gives him all the more reason to fight to get back home.
Yeah, but it's still somehow, you know, these chassanim afterwards, till they land? You know what I mean? Till they land, you know, you can't talk to them. You have to give them a little landing time, right? You can't talk to them. You can't, they're in cloud nine. They just, You know, it takes time. It takes time to land. So that, but Rav Nezer says they're not going to concentrate, which is a murder gemusa haskel. It means according to Rav Nezer, come out. They can't be machmir. They can't go to war, which is negel to especially beginning as man and el. You have to know when you're part of a team, whether it's in lahavl sports team or part of a team means a base medrash, and you now are going to ruin the momentum. You're going to be stare. It's a chasar. There's a team, there's a goal, there's a Muhammad, a Muhammad Shaltero, and we have to go there and fight. And if you have people that are not, they're going to be srashal the oilam, they're not exempt from that war. They don't have to be there, they shouldn't be there. It's a chasarim. But then that's what you see. So according to one, Sadi's Takanakama could be the bias, it's just an excuse. It's not necessarily you have a raya from there. But from the beginning of Saita, that says Abarm Yonker and Surah Zablat, that you see that the fact there was a baskol on your bias and Kerem, you see. So it's interesting. There's a Rambam, just interesting. The Rambam brings down, it's really a Gemara in Saita. The Gemara in Saita says in the Mem Dalet, Derech Eretz, Sheyivna Odom Bias, Achakach Yita Kerem, right? And then afterwards, you should be Nasa Isha. That's it. That's the Derech Eretz. That's the way. The Rambam uses it a little strongly. Rambam El Chazdeus, Perek Hey, the Rambam brings down. He uses a lashon Derech Baldeo. Derech Baldeo. Derech Baldeo, this is Aloch Yud Aleph. Sheyikva la'odem Malocha Marfaz Asazoysoy. You should have Malocha, which Marfaz. V'akach yikla ba'yiz dira. Then he buys a house to live in. V'akach is Isha. He says. Right? I hope some of the chassam are not going to be scared of you. Shenema miyish ashiro tekerem lechila shuban abayis. Avra tipshim. Maschina lisa isho. Vakach entinti odoy. Yikne abayis vakach besoif yomo. Yachse v'yivra shumnas. He calls him tipshim. He didn't know about shvers in those days, right? Rambam didn't know about shver. Right? But anyway, the Rambam calls you tipish. It's interesting because the Mishnah is really bothered by Stam the Seidat Varim. The Rambam changed the seed for the Pasuk. In the Pasuk it says Bayis, Kerem, and then Isha. The Rambam says Parnoso, which is Kerem, then Bayis, and then Isha. The Kesemish, in fact, is bothered by in the Seyed Avram. But Agav, even this, that the Rambam says, the Gemara's Loshon is Derech Eretz. The Rambam uses more of a Derech Baladeo. But if you look at the Yavits of the Gemara and the Marsha, they both say, Avada, there's not a Chif. Well, you only can't get married, he says. Avada, it's our mitzvah, achnasas kalo, to help an oni. So Avada, the Allah will deploy, even if you don't have money, Avada, you get married. And I was telling you, if you're able to do this, but Avada, for our door differently, right? It's not for our door, right? So Avada, you get married, even if you don't have this. Because the Mishnah is Mazba, what's that the Rambam changes the Seder? She found a posik in Pashas Kisovai, the Kesem Mishnah. Right? He asks. If you look at the parashah and you saw the clause of the chsiv, writes, you should make first bais, then kerem. Because if you look in the clawless, it says isha, you'll take a isha, lokach, Moshe will take him away. Kerem, it says bais, if then someone else, the goyim will take it, they'll take it over. And kerem, you know, they'll take it over. So you see from the clawless, which is hepach, kerem comes before bais. So Teretzimri B'Tak is really bothered by. You have a deal for Klolis and have a Pasuk computer. Why would the Rambam go by? He's Tzorich in on that. But that's how they at least in say that one. But I actually saw, if you look in what we mentioned, the Gemara in Saita, you see the Seder of the Baskol is different. The Seder of the Baskol says, Bas Plaini L'Plaini, Bayis Plaini L'Plaini, Soda Plaini L'Plaini. So even though the Soda and the Bayis is like our Parsha, it says Bas Plaini L'Plaini. So you see already in Baskol, you get married even before you have those two. So it could be a very close thinking. If a person is living with Baskol, you're that Madriga to live with Baskol and Lechanama, then he doesn't have to worry about it. You can get married and don't worry about the Parnoso and the bias afterwards, maybe. But like upon him, you see there's a Seidat Varim.
Then he's living like the Klala. Isha Sa, right?
No, the Klala is backwards. He's telling you that the last thing you did first will go first. No, the Klala, that's what Kesem Isha is learning. That the Seder is Kerem Bayis Isha, because you see in Klola is Hepak what's supposed to be. That's the way the Kesem Isha learns. Akaponim, so at least we do see that some level a bias, how important is in Klal Yisrael. So I tell you this, Yishalmi in Saita, which the Magen Avraham brings down Lalach, and Tovkuf Samaches, Nilchas Tainas. In Tovkuf Samaches, Nilchas Tainas, He brings down the halacha like this. That a person made a neder, she allowed to go to a suddas mitzvah or not, he made neder not to. She talks about the Viyah. See, the halacha is like this. Right. If you made your netherless anas, if he's allowed to go to a suddas mitzvah, he didn't say a specific day. So he says like this. The Magen Avraham brings down a neder, this the shechach is in face. He didn't say. But here the Magen gets busy, what's called the Suda's Mitzvah. He quotes, Chanukah is a bayis be'etz Yisrael of a Suda's Mitzvah, aval loy b'chutz la'aretz. Chanukah is a bayis b'chutz la'aretz, is not a Suda's Mitzvah. Where does it come from? The Yishalmi and Soita. It says, Misha bon a bayis v'loy chanocha, idin mechanach it. Misha tzorech chinuch, yotzer bayis be'etz Yisrael, yotzer bayis b'chutz la'aretz. Only a bayis net shol needs chinuch, a bayis chutz doesn't need chinuch. So for there, Yishalmi holds, and that's a Magen Avraham paska that. There's no chanukas abayis on. I know you know that they are, but I'm saying la halacha. The Yam Shel Shleima already. Amar Yom brings the Yam Shel Shleima. The Yam Shel Shleima just says Yam Shel Shleima. So, for example, Baba Kama says, "Im lo yniyach tchila lishtes bebeisoi, melina kalis roich suda lechanuchat tchila loyma ba divetayra, and lidrosh ba ben amurav esulis mitzvah." You can make it into esulis mitzvah if you start off the suda with Torah and you make out. That's how the Yam Shel Shleima at least made it. But Me'ikra Adin, Agav, an interesting thing I saw this week. There's a sefer called Minchas Yaakov and Soita. He says, interesting, that we mentioned, there's a Gemara in Soita talks about that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go into Yisrael. Moshe says, why do you want to go into Yisrael? A lechel peri tzor? He wants to eat the fruits? Moshe says, no. He wanted to become mitzvahs at Luyas Ba'aretz. Gemara in Soita, that few dalats. So the Mephoshim Abadah by over there, why did Moshe say he wanted to become mitzvahs Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? Why didn't Gemara say, right? It's not a Satmar question. But in other words, right? But the Gemara is asking, why didn't you want to become Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? It's an interesting thing. He brings down a Sefer Netzitzei Oyer from Reb Reuven Margolius. He says, Mordechai Chiddush. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Levi. Sheva Levi don't own batim and can't own homes. They don't own homes. They don't have karka in Eretz Yisrael. So they don't have that mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael. It's only so that's why you have the mitzvah to lose baritz. A fascinating thing. A Kohen may not have that mitzvah. But this is what the Yishalmi, that's what you see from the Yishalmi. Lamaisa, the Sefer Mikdash Alevi from, he was Taka Alevi also from Rabbi Duna, he brings down interesting, the Minig in Germany, there was a town called Königsberg in Germany. That Minig was, whenever you bought a new house, you invited 10 people to Chanukas Abayis, and he went through this Perek Mashiach Mechama. This Perek Mashiach Mechama, Mishnais, everyone said the Mishnah. That's how you Mechanach Labayis. What's the idea? So he wants to say the idea is, right, that when you bring Torah into the house, which is similar to the Yam Shel Shleima, then you're allowed to do it. But he takes it a little further. And really he was mechaban to a Sifsei Chachomim in Mesechta's Megillah. The Gemara Megillah tells us that, that all the shuls are going to go to Eretz Yisrael. I once heard from Yehudi Taka Umakayim that ready by our door, because all these shivas are called after towns in Europe. Mir, Panovich, Salbatke, right? So you see, all the Batekinisim above Elias Kvum Eretz Yisrael. It's interesting. I'm saying that the names of these shivas are not called Beis Yerushalayim, they're not called, you know, Bnei Brak. They're called Mir, Panovich, Salabatka. They're called Al Shem, that's Batekinisim above El, a Kvun Eretz Yisrael, a little bit up. But he says, Pshar is, when you have Ruchnias, that belongs to Eretz Yisrael. The Ruchnias belongs to Eretz Yisrael. So if you kaveh your house with Torah, then it's a shtickle Eretz Yisrael. That's what he wants to say. So if you look at the Sifsei Chomer, the Gemara, the Sifsei Chomer and the Gemara in Megillah, he says, the Gemara Megillah Taka says, that any bias you learn Torah are going to go to Eretz Yisrael. Not just Kabbalat HaKadishas. Any house you learn Torah. Actually, I once heard from Malmusi, he says, if you build a mansion in Chutz La'aretz, you know, Lasid Love is going to fly to Etzor, I think you'll be a little embarrassed between some of the Yishalmi apartments. You have to make sure they fit with the right aesthetics of your house, fits in. You shouldn't be embarrassed. Your house, you're talking about making parlor meetings and Torah and everything in it. You have to remember that's going to fly to Etzor. Are you going to be comfortable with that Dira in Etzor? Right? Is that the type of Dira you want to be next to? When you look at Rav Steinman's Dira next to your Dira, you know, are you going to be comfortable that way? So you have to know how, we know what they're going to look at. But Al Kaponim, we see now a bias in Klal Yisrael. It's not just Stam a bias. It's a bias in Eretz Yisrael only. Because that's Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Or you learn Torah like the Yamshe Shlomo says. It doesn't mean when we're giving, Aboim Yoykur says, Avlad means you're biased. You know, the Briskerov, when he wanted my house, he was looking three things on his list. You know, most people have different, you know, most people have how many bathrooms and how many this. He had three things on his list. His list was no shilas and mezuzahs. He didn't want any mezuzah shilas. He wanted a room that he could learn that wouldn't be disturbed from the brother family. And then we can build his sukkah outside without any, you know, any shilas. That was on his list. And he looked, his house has to fit in with his ruchnias. You know, it has to be, he can learn there. So we can, the mezuzahs shouldn't be any shilas. And there has to be, you know. That's what a bias is. So even though we say that there's something significant within Yadus about a bias, let's go to even the Isha. It's interesting, diuk by an Isha. Rashi said, the Gemara, the Pasuk actually says, Pen Yomas Ma Mechama. Rashi in this expression says, Pen Yomas Ma Mechami, Kedai Yi Yishama Lekoyim, Shim Lo Yishama Lekoyim, Yomus. That's what Rashi says. Pen Yomas Ma Mechama means, so Rashi is holding, like we mentioned earlier, like the Torah to me, Mishali holds, it's awesome. He has to, now he can't go to war, Rashi. So obviously Rashi is going like the Mandama, that maybe they're there, because in other words, they're not going to concentrate. But whatever reason Rashi holds, if you don't listen to the Koyim, you're going to die at war. Right? That's how Rashi learns. But I heard this diak from Matcha Druk. Today I have it safe. It's called Rashi Matcha. I used to go to Yishmuz when I was in Etzrol. And he said over an interesting diak. If you look at it, it says three times in the Torah, Pen Yomas HaMachama. It says the by Bias, by Kerem, and then by Isha. Rashi's Divrei Maskal, Pen Yomas HaMachama, is only by Isha. Rashi pen yomas kdai he she yishom lekoyim shim lo yishom lekoyim yomus. Rashi woke up only by the third one. It says already says twice before in the Torah pen yomas b'chama. Why did Rashi wake up and only say pen yomas b'chama by nisha? So he wanted to say a vertel like this. He wanted to say a vart that enechanam. Let's say a guy built a house. He doesn't care. I'm going out to war. Or his kerem, his parnosa. You know, he doesn't care. But now when he just got married and he says he doesn't care, that he has no right to. He has a wife to reckon with. So you're doing it at the expense of somebody else. You're being machmed to go to war at the expense of your wife. He says, that's Yomas Mechama. He wants to say, Pen Yomas Mechama will only be by wife. It's a chiddush. He said he told this over to Shon Shadron. Shon Shadron kissed him for such a vart. He enjoyed. Now, the limud of the vart is talk, I don't know in halach if it's emes, because the Torah doesn't make that chilik. It says, Pen Yomas Mechama by all three. But Rashi is telling us a limud by an isha definitely. In other words, the Torah is teaching us, what is the ikar tako? What is the ikar? We know we love the ikar of a bias is. But a marriage also is easy. You have to think about it. Even if you want to do a dover ruchni, you want to go and help other people, you have to know. If you know the Rosh HaTevis of El, right? A lot of different, everyone's busy with me, the doidi, doidi li, right? You're so friendly with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? That's why you show up at davening late, right? A good friend who doesn't show up late, right? Good friends. Who, right? You have a friend's chasna, you're supposed to be there on time. So if you're doidi with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're on time, right? But there's another pshat. Ish lere'eyu matonis lavayonim is also one of the svarim bring down El. What do you think, Purim now? What's Purim got to do? Pshat is, you have to know, part of ruchnius is, taka, you have to concern about other people. Ish lere'eyu matonis lavayonim. That's part of the avoida, you know? You know, Reb Shimon Schwab was learned by Reb Rucham. He brings down, interesting, Shimon Schwab brings down in Parshas, the end of Parshas V'Yishlach, why Esav, we learn from Esav that Chosna is Mechle Kol Avayin Esav. So, you know, always tell Chassanim, you think, you know, you're getting a clean slate now, but don't think it's because you made it in life because you became a Chassan. Because Esav also got a clean slate. So it's a Metzias that a Chassan somehow gets a clean slate. He's bothered by why Taker, Schwab is bothered by it. And he quotes his Rebbe Reb Rucham, and Reb Rucham says, he's soid in Averus. Averus of being selfish, he says. Ein odom choytav loy loy, the Gemara says in a few places. Ein odom choytav loy loy, Shabbos. A person doesn't do Averus of somebody else. Because an Averus being selfish, he says. So a chosim, before he gets married, can't be selfish. So mainly you have to get rid of all his averas, because the yisoid of marriage is not to be selfish. That's the way he explains why chosnas is the moichel hakol avanis. That's how Rav Schwab brings down Pasha.
Well, really married?
Yeah, it's not right. It has to be right. That's his enough. That's so that's what a person is moichel hakol avanis. That's how he learns going hakol avanis. So in the el the zman the taka, which you taka working on tshuva. That's the zman of el. So why there could be meramas ish le'rei u'matos lavyona means you have to think about other people. Because the yisoid of chait could be, what's the yisoid of chait? You're nuts. You're selfish. If you take a giver to others, you're on a certain level, that's what the tshuva is. That's what the avoid is. The avoid is, to in other words, and if hashteitz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to give to. In other words, by doing a chait, in other words, you focus yourself, you're not focusing on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, if a person has an awareness of others, he'll have awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's where the, as you know, it's interesting passing in Parshas Vaschanam. It's Rabbi Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu is talking to Kal Yisrael. He says, Onoichi Omid Bein Hashem U Bein Eichem. So once you're touch, Onoichi, the I, the big I, is Omid Bein Hashem and Bein Eichem. That Onoichi separates you from you, between you and Hashem. The Onoichi. That's what your separation. The less Onoichi you have, the more Hashem you have, that's what it is. Moshe Rabbeinu was honor of Mikol Adam, and he was the greatest Navi. Why? Because the more honor of he is, the more of Nevuah, which is connection to Hashem he has. He goes, Zegog Zeh Zelu Mazeh. So definitely, the Avodah definitely of this is, that's the Avodah. So even if we learn from this parsha what a bias means, what a Isha is, we have to learn the Lamudim deeper to see what a bias Isha is. Okay, let's go one more thing in the parsha. We find in this week's parsha, the Torah tells us that Edim, right? Come, Yad Edim, Baterob Kebecho, when Edim give Edos, that person did something which is, let's say, Chayv Skila. So Yad Edim Tiba Rishoyin Ala Misoy, Yad Kolorim. The Edim have to, they throw the stone first, or they push him down first. Yad Edim, what's the Indian that Edim have to be part of this? So Reb Shtembach and Tam Badas says that you saw it, that when you see an Avera, it has an Ashpa on you. Even if you're getting out to Bezdin, you're giving Edus, this person Avera. The Maisi, you see Avera, they say the Chavetz Chaim, when he saw Chil Shabbos, he said to himself, Shabbos, what Shabbos, they shouldn't have Ashpa on him. So a person that saw Avera, not only saw it, he saw it with clarity, because when, you know, in courts, they cross-examine you. Right, Bezdin do Drisha Chakiras. So you have to know Mamish the Sugya well of the Avera. You have to, they're going to ask you details of Avera. You know, that means you're thinking about the Avera. So now, in order to eradicate that the Hashpa of the Avera, the Torah tells you, you have to be involved with this Misa. And then you'll see the Oynish of it, that will take away the Hashpa of the Avera. So once saw Pshat, I'm not sure if it was Elena Shabbat, one of these, he asked, interesting, this week's Parsha, it says, Tokh Lecho Aderach. A Retzeach, we write, Rashi brings down, Gemara Makkah says, Miklat Kosev HaParashas Derachim. Then when Ritzach is running to go to our Miklat, we don't let him even ask which direction when there's a split in the roads. We have an arrow for him, Miklat, Miklat, in other words, you should be able to get there. Which the Torah, unbelievable, Rachmanis the Torah has on Ritzach. Then we have Mamish Rachmanis. But he asked the question like this. It says when the people are bringing Bikurim, we don't find any signs in Yerushalayim, tells us where the Beis HaMikdash is. If a Ritzach, we're trying to help, and we tell him the directions. So why the maybe Bikurim? So the Kasha is really not such a Kasha, because we know Rishalayim, Beis HaMikdash is Lamala. So you just go up the up direction, you'll get to the Beis HaMikdash, right? The Beis HaMikdash. So even though it says, Bein Kesef of Shochin, so some learn it's actually not on the highest place, it's a little lower, Bein Kesef of Shochin, by Binyamim, it says Bein Kesef is trying to. But definitely, you don't, may not need signs. But he asked this as a Kasha, and he said, a Mordek Yisoid. The Yisoid is the difference between a Ritzach and a Mevi Bikurim is as follows. The Rebbein Shem did not want you to have any association with the Ritzach. He's going to ask your directions, and after you find out, like today, it bothers me, even on the news, the front news sites always have to show a picture of the killer. Guy's going to shoot a school down, I have to show you a picture. To see a Russia is not so precious for us to look in the eyes of a Russia. Look at him. The Rebbein Shem didn't want you to associate with that Russia. Later you hear that guy that asked you directions, he was the Ritzach. He was the Ritzach. So Rabbi didn't want to have any association. The Torah made it for him, Miklat, Miklat. Maybe Bikurim, they're doing a mitzvah. The Rabbi wanted them, Dafka, that you should ask your directions. Why, where you, when you go to Beis HaMikdash and bring Bikurim? That the Ashbo, that they're doing a mitzvah, should have Ashbo on you. But that's what you see. In other words, you should live amongst people that are doing mitzvahs, that have Ashbo, and keep us so disassociated with people that have Averas, because that has a negative Ashbo from you. And if you have the bad Hashpah, then there's a chiyuv somehow, Yad Eidim Tiyah Barashunah, to be oikar, any Hashpahs, and that's the avoid that we should at least try to do, that anything negative Hashpahs we had, we should try to do it with our positive Hashpahs. Okay, good Shabbos.